The HBO film recount that airs later this week is a reminder of how Florida used to be the swing state in presidential elections. But in 2004, Ohio was the state that decided the election, as George W. Bush beat John Kerry by 5 full points here in the Sunshine State. Florida comes back in the spotlight this week when Barack Obama makes his first appearance in the state this year, including a noontime rally in downtown Tampa on Wednesday. If Obama is the nominee, he'll be facing an opponent who has virtually lived in Florida for the past year. John McCain's scheduled appearance in South Florida tomorrow will mark the 45th day he's campaigned in the Sunshine State. But there are other factors that lead some to believe that Florida will not be as hotly contested in 2008 as in the past two elections. University of South Florida at St. Petersburg political scientist Daryl Paulson lists some of those reasons.
Just his long absence from Florida since September of last year, the fact that he's done virtually nothing to count Florida's delegates. I mean, he's opposed every plan that's been put forward with respect to counting Florida's delegates to the Democratic Convention. I mean, the only plan that he has supported is splitting those delegates equally, has put him at somewhat of a disadvantage here. So even though he's got extraordinarily resources in terms of money and his own personal aura surrounding his campaign, I do think that he's likely to forego Florida, make a number of visits here, but not really make a concentrated effort, and spend more time on some states that he believes that he's got a better chance at winning.
Paulson believes if Obama decides to de-emphasize Florida, it's because he thinks he has a chance of winning other states that have voted Republican in recent years, like Virginia, New Mexico, and Colorado, which have been trending Democratic over the past few years. University of South Florida Tampa political scientist Susan McManus says on paper some 5 months before the general election, Florida's demographics play strongly in favor of John McCain.
Senior voters, with women voters, independent voters, and some of the suburban women, and of course the veterans, which we have a large number of in active duty, and rural voters, so a little bit of everything.
There are other factors that also indicate Florida might be a tough state for Obama, despite polls that currently show him tied with McCain in a November matchup. Those same polls show Hillary Clinton with a consistent 5-point or so lead in Florida's January 29th primary, in which neither candidate opted to campaign here due to a pledge they made to the earlier voting states. Clinton beat Obama by 17 points, which had been the largest margin of victory for her in the campaign before last week's thrashing in West Virginia. USF St. Pete's Daryl Paulson says the state's demographics make it an ideal state for the New York senator.
Obama's done very well in states that have large African-American populations, and Florida's not one of those states. We've got about 14% African-American. He hasn't done particularly well among Hispanic voters, and our Hispanic population is larger than our African-American population. He hasn't done particularly well with white Democrats. So there are a lot of different groups. He hasn't done particularly well with seniors. We have a large military population that John McCain will very likely do well with. He's got some real work to do to put together that coalition that's going to get him at 51%.
Political science professor Susan McManus says that a key demographic that is up for grabs if Obama is the candidate will be the Latino vote. President Bush won 44% of it nationally in 2004, but much of it went nationally to Democrats in the 2006 congressional elections. Obama could inherit much of that vote that went to Clinton last winter, but McCain has separated himself from much of the GOP establishment by his previous support for comprehensive immigration reform.
That's the most interesting part of the Florida electorate, because as you know, the non-Cuban Hispanics now outnumber Cuban Hispanics in terms of registration. But the non-Cuban Hispanics are very volatile, and many Hispanics live in very urban areas where there have been, especially in South Florida, tensions between the African-American community and the Latino community. So the degree to which McCain can tap into that kind of competitive and to a certain degree animosity-oriented relationship between Hispanics and blacks, he will gain somewhat from that as well.
But for all this, there are others who say that all indicators in Florida are trending Democratic this year, such as the fact that as a voting group, Democrats have overtaken Republicans in voter registration among Latinos in the state, and overall lead the state among those newly registered to vote, surpassing independents. Also the fact that in important counties, Democrats are now superseding Republicans, such as what was recently announced in Pinellas. Florida Democratic Party officials were unavailable for comment in this story, but party spokesman Mark Bubrisky recently told the St. Petersburg Times that, quote, what we're seeing is the beginnings of a major sea change, When you add up all the major factors that go into the analysis of an election, everything is going the Democratic Party's way. But as why Barack Obama is the Democratic candidate still might be a hard sell in the Sunshine State, the reason could be older voters. After losing in Indiana and Pennsylvania, Obama himself admitted that his message is not getting through to that key demographic. Recently, a Democratic political pollster in the Tampa area told WMNF he speaks to Democrats every day in Tampa and Hillsborough County. A Yahoo.com poll released last month showed 8% of Americans acknowledging that race was a negative factor for them in this election. But when WMNF asked University of South Florida political science professor Susan McManus if this is where the issue of a black candidate makes some older white voters hesitant, she disagreed, saying that it was experience, not race, that these voters are concerned about.
The older voter problem for Obama is experience. When you think about older voters, they have lived through two tragedies in their life, obviously some wars, including World War II, and a depression. And when you've lived through those kinds of serious problems, problem times, you tend to look for experience. And I think a lot of the older voter support for Clinton comes more from experience than it does from any kind of racial animosity towards Obama.